Okay, today is Daf Tes Zayin. We are on Daf Tes Vav Amud Beis at the beginning of the brand new Perek. New Perek called Ha'isha Shenis Armala. You ready for this one? Ha'isha, here we go. Ha'isha Shenis Armala. If a woman is a widow, she became a widow. Oh, or Oshenis Garsha, or she got divorced. Now he omeres, she says, Besula Nasasni. I was a besula when I got married. Therefore, I'm entitled to a 200 zuz ktuva. Because when I got married, I was a besula. Vahu omer, and he says, it doesn't mean he, because if it's an almana, he's dead. But it means the estate. The estate says, no, lo, kela almana nisaticha. You were an almana. So therefore, you were married previously. Or you were married previously. This is a second marriage for you.
What's a ksuva say?
There is no ksuva. That's the point. There is no ksuva. Where is it? It got lost, it got burnt, it was in a fire, it got stolen, wherever it is, it's not around. So who do we believe? Right? So, im yesh edim, if there are edim, she yatzas behinuma, that she had a hinuma, which is something that only besulas had. What exactly is it? Is it? Well, the Gemara is going to say what it is. It's some kind of, I think it's some kind of veil, some kind of something that only besulas had. So if somebody remembers, oh, I was at that wedding. Yeah, she had that. Yeah, she was a besula because she had a hinuma. And a second marriage. What?
For what girls?
Right. And a second marriage, you never do that. Or and for Rosha Perua, and her head was uncovered because she was a besula. Then, and so, oh, yeah, I remember that. She came with her head uncovered to the wedding. She must have been a besula. Then, ksuvasa masayim. The ksuva is 200. Because we have edim that she was a besula. And what if there's no edim about this? What if there's no edim? The Gemara is going to ask that question, right? V'Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Yochanan ben Baroka Omer, af chiluk kloyos raya. Even giving out candy is a raya. Someone says, yeah, I was at that wedding and they gave out candy. They didn't give out candy by a second wedding. They only gave it out by the first wedding. So if someone's, even that's a raya. Now, umode Rabbi Yeshua admits, remember in the first parak, we had all these cases where a woman says, a man's talking to a woman. And they call him to the woman, who's this guy you're talking to? Who's this guy you were playing checkers with in their room no one saw? Who's that guy? And she says, remember we said, and she says one thing, you're pregnant. How did you get pregnant? Remember all those cases in the first parak? In every single one of those cases, Rabbi Gamliel said, we believe whatever she says. And Rabbi Yeshua said, we don't believe a word she says. Right? However, Umodi Rabbi Yeshua would admit, Ba'omer, a guy walks into Besdin and says, Ba'omer l'chaveru, guy walks into his friend, Sadazu shalavicha haya, this field belonged to your father, by the way, I don't know if you know this, but this field belonged to your father, V'lokachti ha'aymenu, and I bought it from him, Shehu Neman, then he is believed. Why? What did he have to open his mouth for? This son of this guy is not making problems. He's not fighting for this land. He doesn't even know about it. I walk over to you. By the way, this land once belonged to your father, and I bought it from him. And now it belongs to me. Even if Yeshua would agree that in such a case, this guy's believed. Why? The mouth that opened, that asked, is the mouth that mattered. I said it was not mine. But then I said I bought it. What do you have to open your mouth?
Didn't have to say
anything. No one's timing. No one even knew. Okay? But the im yesh edim shehi shel aviv, but if there were edim that it belonged to the father, right? And it was old news that it belonged to the father, and the boy and the son was always wondering, how did this guy get his land? Like, what happened to it? It's part of the family plot. What's he doing with it? For who... I bought it. Now, Haymanu, I bought it from him. Now, Eino Neman, you're not believed. Because it goes back to the same story as before. Right? Rabbi Yeshua said, we never believe the guy to change the status. We never believe the woman to change the status. Right? Well, who's this guy you're talking to? Oh, well, he was my, you know. We never believe her. Because there was a status, and she's not coming to say the status changed. So we never believe her, says Rabbi Yeshua. So we don't believe this guy either. If no one knew anything about this land, and he says, it was your father's and I bought it, we believe him. Why? Because no one had a taina. But if someone had a taina, said, what are you doing with my land? What do you mean it's your land? I bought it from your father. that he's not believed. Why? Same story. Everyone got that? Okay. Now, in the first case, we said in the Mishnah, if there are Eidim that came to the wedding, and the Eidim said, yeah, we remember it was a Besula, because they had all the trappings of a Besula wedding, a first wedding, right? They gave out candy, and her hair was not covered, and had a Hinuma, whatever that is. So, I remember that. What if you don't have that? What if Taima Deike Eidim? What about Halakha Eidim? What if there wouldn't be Eidim? Then Baal Mehemdin, the Baal would be believed. The husband will be believed, or the husband's estate would be believed. Says Rashi, the third wide line, Baal Mehemdin, the husband's believed, V'lo Amrinan, and we don't say, well, Hoel Umasapkalan Al Yom Nisua, we don't know, on the wedding day. We don't know. Nobody was at that wedding. No, we don't know. Im Besula Haisa, Im Be'ula, we don't know whether she was a Besula or a Be'ula. We don't know if it was a first wedding or a second wedding. Hamed Osa Al Ches Kasa Shal Kodem. We don't say, well, with a chazaka, right? Most women start off in their life as a Besula. All women do that, right? And there's a chazaka that she's a Besula. We don't say that, right? Shal Kodem Lachain Umetchila Besula Haisa. And she started off as a Besula. We don't say that. If there's no Adam, nobody went to this wedding. The wedding was in China. Nobody was there. Now she died. Now he died. I'm sorry. And she said, ooh, I'm entitled to my big suva. They say, what are you talking about? You were a second marriage. She says, what are you talking about? No, it wasn't. No Adam. Nobody knows anything. The estate's believed. Ah, there's a chazaka. She was a basula. So what? Right? So what?
Yeah, we should say, Hamotz
Mechaveros. Ah. Right. So now, Lema, let's say, Tanan Stama, the law of Rabbi Gamliel. This is not like Rabbi Gamliel, because in the last parak, every time there was a case like this, she was believed. He believed her. Right? De'i Rabbi Gamliel, if it would be Rabbi Gamliel, ha amar ihi mehemna. Every time this happened, she was believed. So obviously, this Mishnah doesn't hold like him. Says the Gemara, no. Afilu teim Rabbi Gamliel. You can even say it's Rabbi Gamliel. Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Gamliel hasam. Over there. Over where? Over there by all those cases. Right? Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Gamliel hasam ela babari v'shema. She said, I know what happened to me. I was raped by over there. And the husband says, I don't know because I wasn't there. But I would say that it was willingly. Right? So who do you believe? Says, I really believe her. Why? Because she's a Bari. She's a, I was there. I know this guy written. She's sure and he's not sure. Right? She's sure. So therefore, who do you believe? Her. Avalhacha, but over here, Bari u Bari. She says, it's my first marriage. And he says, no, it's not. Right? No, it's not. Each one is a Bari. So then what? Then well, therefore what? Lo. No. What no? We don't believe her. And why not? Why don't we believe her? Why do we believe him? So why do we believe the husband? Like why? Right? So each one says, she says, I'm a Vesula. He says, no, you weren't. I know your first husband. He died next to me and showed that guy. I know he was. Right? So each one's a Bari. Each one's a Bari. So therefore what? Therefore we believe him. Why do we believe him? Right? What? Ah, right. You want the money? You prove it. So now, that's such a good answer. What was the Havamina? Right? What was the Havamina? Amar, Udika Arile, Micah Arile. What was he thinking? Right? Habari Ubarihu. It's such a different case. What was the person who said this stuff? He said, oh, it must be not be like Rabbi Gamliel. What was he thinking when he said that? It's totally different. Over there was Bari Vashema. Right? Over here it's Bari and Bari. So what kind of Havamina was he even thinking? Oh, this Mishnah can't be like Rabbi Gamliel. Right? What was he thinking when he said that? So Gemara said, well, I'll tell you what he was thinking. Kivan derov nashim besulos nitzes. Since rov women in the world do get married on besulas, there are more first weddings than there are second weddings. Right? A lot more. Right? Ki bari v'shema domik. It's like a bari and a shema. In other words, right? It's like that. V'hachinami mistabra. That even makes a lot of sense to say that. That was what we were thinking. Why? Midiktani, because it said, Umode Rabbi Yoshua. that Rabbi Yeshua agreed with Rabbi Gamliel in one case. In which case? In the case of Apesha Asar v'Apesha Hitter. Right? Rabbi Yeshua agreed. So it makes a lot of sense to say, I Amrit Bishloma, Iri, Rabbi Gamliel, Bemode, Shapir. So it makes a lot of sense that really, in one case, Rabbi Gamliel agreed with Rabbi Yeshua. That what? That we don't believe her. And then the Mishnah said, and by the way, and there's a case where Yeshua agrees with Rabbi Gamliel. Now let's look at Rashi. I Amrit Bishloma, Iri, Rabbi Gamliel, Bemode. See that Rashi? It's right next to where we are. The Hach Resha, in the first case, Hodahi the Kamode Rabbi Gamliel Rabbi Yeshua. In the first case, Rabbi Gamliel was agreeing to something that Rabbi Yeshua always held like, right? Which is what? V'amar Af Agaf the Pilgrim Alach B'Bari V'Shema. Even though I argue with you in the previous parak about Bari V'Shema, right? I held. If a woman says I was raped, and the man says no, you were not, you did it willingly. Rabbi Gamliel said we believe her. Rabbi Yeshua said we believe him. Even though we argued about that, Modin Allah Babari of Bari. But if it's Bari and Bari, I agree with you. Bari and Bari. He says it's a second marriage. She says, no, it's not. He says, what do you mean, no, it's not? I know your first husband. We're good buddies. Right? She says, what are you talking about? He's not my husband. That guy was never my husband. Each one's a Bari. Then it makes a lot of sense for Rabbi Gamliel to say, I agree with you, Rabbi Yeshua, in that case. In that case, I agree with you. I don't believe her. In the first paragraph, I believed her all these times, but not in that case. That makes a lot of sense. Why? Hainu shayach lisni basrei, Rabbi Yeshua modelun Gamliel. That makes a lot of sense. What all of a sudden the Mishnah says, right? Remember when we read the Mishnah 5-10 minutes ago? It said, umod Rabbi Yeshua. And Rabbi Yeshua agrees. And I have to say, well, because in the first paragraph, he never agreed. All of a sudden, out of left field, now he agrees. So if the first part of the Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel is agreeing with Rabbi Yeshua, it makes a lot of sense for the Mishnah to say, and now he's agreeing with him. Right? That's what Rashi's explaining. When a guy says, and by the way, this field used to belong to your father, and now it belongs to me. Like, tell me all this information. I didn't know anything about this field. I didn't know it belonged to my father. I didn't even know it belongs to you. I don't know anything about it. Right? Then Rabbi Gamliel would, Rabbi Shua would agree. I agree with Rabbi Gamliel. We believe such a taina.
It's a migui.
Exactly. Daf al daf, the pagin of parakama. Even though I disagree with you in the first parak, kisha bimisha satani nasti. When I say I was violated, right? Daf al daf, if the ikalam megar migu. Even though there's a migu over there, mehemna modina b'hai migu the iboy shasik v'lo amalei shalavicha haisa kiyom leinami lekachticha emena mahamen lekaman. Right, the same migu over here. I didn't have to say anything about this field. Not your father's, not you, I don't own it, I bought it, I don't say a word. But since I opened up my mouth, I'm believed. So each one is agreeing to the other one cheetah in this Mishnah. Rabbi Gamliel agrees with Rabbi Yeshua that in the case of Bari Vabari, we don't believe the wife. And then Rabbi Yeshua turns out, oh, and I agree with you, in a case of Pesha Asa, Pesha Asa, we do believe such a guy. Even though in the first paragraph we were so at odds with each other. All of a sudden here we agree with each other so many times. That all makes perfect sense. Now let's back to the Gemara. Ella e Amrit lo Iri Ren Gamliel Bemode. But if the Mishnah was not talking about a case where Ren Gamliel admitted to Rabbi Yeshua about something, then Rabbi Yeshua Laman Moda. So what does it mean Rabbi Yeshua admitted to Rabbi Gamliel? And by the way, I agree with you. That doesn't make any sense. If Rabbi Gamliel first doesn't agree with Rabbi Yeshua about something, why is Rabbi Yeshua piping up, and I agree with you? Mm-hmm. What do you mean, and I agree with you? It's like out of the left field, that statement. So it doesn't make any sense. So obviously, Rabbi Gamliel was coming along to say that even though this is a case of rove women are basulas, rove marriages in the world are basulas, there might have been a time to say, she comes along and says, I was a basula. Well, the rove is on her side, so let's believe her. Nah, I agree with you, Rabbi Yeshua. I don't believe her in this case. I agree with you. And then Rabbi Yeshua turns around. And you know what? I agree with you also in one case. I also agree with you. We're such good friends, right? That makes a lot of sense. But if you don't say this, then what does it mean that Rabbi Yeshua agreed with Rabbi Gamliel? About what? Okay? Now,
you know what bothers me?
What?
It's really not a big, it's not really even a migui, because maybe I'm off base on this, but he has to admit it, because if he doesn't admit...
Who doesn't admit?
This guy has to say that this was your father's field, because it comes to a yoival, he has to give it back.
It's only an ancestral field, I hear. Yeah.
He has to give it back. So
it's interesting point. Interesting.
Really not even a migui.
Right, like interesting point that a left field about the yoival.
Yeah.
Right, interesting. I don't know. Okay.
This was bothering my head over here. He says, why would this guy admit it? Why would this guy say anything?
Right.
The reason he would say is because by Yovel time he has to return it.
Right. So, I hear you. Okay, now the Gemara is going to reject all this. And the Gemara is going to say, well, no. Me, Savris, Rabbi Yehoshua, Ahai, Pirkin Koi. You think Rabbi Yehoshua was talking about this new Perek? A case where he agrees with Rabbi Gamliel? No. Amigu Koi, he's talking about Amigui, Va'apirkin Kamakoi. And we're going back to the first Perek. Okay? Ahaya. Which case is that? Which case is that now? So now we're going to try four cases. Elam Aha. How about this one?
According to Mishnah, it's only one case.
What? Because of what Mishnah?
Mishnah.
I know, but which one of them? Which one is the case?
Well, the guy admitted that this is his father's field.
What?
That it was his father's field. It's only one case in the Mishnah that talks about his Maida. Hey, Rabbi Shua admits that if one says to his fellow, the field belonged to your father, and I bought it from him, he's believed. It's only one case.
What?
No, but in the previous parak, which case is he going back on that he disagrees with Migu there? That he
why go that far back?
That's what we're saying.
That's what the Gemara is saying.
That's what we're saying. Right. On this parak, it's on a previous parak.
Right. Which case is it? Ilei Maha. How about this one? Hayimu Beres. The woman's pregnant. V'amrula. We had this last parak. V'amrula. We say to her, Mati v'shalev uberzu. Where does pregnancy come from? How'd you get pregnant? Right? So what does she say? She says, Me'ish Ploni, the Kohen who? From so-and-so. And by the way, he's a Kohen, meaning he's a kosher guy. So this baby's nothing wrong with this baby. It's kosher. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lazar Omrim, Ne'emeneth. She's believed. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Lo Mipia Anu Chayim. No, she's not believed. Right? We had this in the first parak. One second. Hassan, but over there, my Migu Ika. What Migu could she say? In other words, the Gemara said that we're talking about a case where they argued in the first parak, and there's a migu. So what migu's here? There's no migu. She says one thing, and they have a machlokas. Do we believe her? There's no migu. There's no migu. My migu ikka hare kresa ben shinel. She's pregnant. There's no migu. That's what means kresa ben shinel. Her belly's so big, right? She's pregnant. There's no migu. Elaha, how about this case? Ruya medaberes im echad. We see her talking with somebody, and remember in the first paragraph, that doesn't mean they were talking. They were doing halavai, they were just talking. They were doing more than that, right? So, what's with this guy? Right? So, ish ploni for Kohen who? What do you mean? He was a Kohen and a ploni, good man, upstanding citizen. Rabbi Gamliel v'loza omer mnemenes. Rabbi Gamliel said she's believed. Rabbi Yeshua omer lom pi onechayim. She's not believed. Again, chasam, my migu ikka. There's no migu there. Now, we had a machlokes, what it meant when it said they were talking together. Ha nicha l'ziiri. According to Ziiri, this all makes sense. The amar ma'am medaberes. What does it mean medaberes? Nistera. They were together.
Secluded.
Migu. It's a migu. Di boy amra. She could have said, lo nivalti. Yeah, we were together. We were watching television together. We were saw a video together. We didn't do anything. We just were together. The Kamra, no, but she didn't say that. She said Nivalti. So Mehemet, she's believed. She could have said we were playing chess. She didn't say that. She said, yeah, it happened. So she's believed. But El Ravasi, the Amra who said, my Medaberes, what does Medaberes mean? It means Niveles, my Migu Ika. What Migu is there? What could she have said else? Right? So it doesn't make any sense. So there's no Migu there. Ella, aha. How about case number three? He, Omeres, what did she said? She said, what happened? She turns out she's not a basula. So he omeris. She said, yeah, muka etani. You're right, I had an accident. Nothing to do with another man. It was an accident. Vihu omelo. Kel druzas ishat. No, what are you talking about? You had another man. So what did we say over there? Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar, Omer, Nemenes. Right? Rabbi Shua, Omer, Lo Mepia, Oyuchanet, Onuchayim. She's not believed. We have the Machlokas in the first paragraph too. Again, Hasa, my Migu Ika. What could she say else? What Migu is there? She says, oh, that was an accident. He says, no, it wasn't. There's no Migu there. Now, Bishlam, Alor, Belazar, Omar, Bemana, Velo, Klum. We had a Machlokas. How much does she get if she says she was a Mukathet? Does she go down to a mono? Does she get zero? So according to Rabbi Elazar, that said it's either 100 or zero migu. It's a migu. What's a migu? Di boy amra. If she wanted, she could have said mukas eight ani tachtir. I became a mukas eight after we were engaged. You know what that's like? That's like the field got flooded. You're a mazel. Well, bad mazel, you got bad luck. After you married me, I've had an accident. Well, luck, bad luck on you. Right? And then she didn't say that. She didn't say that.
She said she became a mukas eight.
Before. So, Einachanami, you're right. You talk married, but it wasn't, we weren't married yet. She didn't have to say that. She could have said it happened, but after we got engaged. And it's your bad luck. Right? V'islamasayim. So she's entitled to 200. But v'ka'amra, me'ikara, but she said no. It happened 5 years ago. Right? Delesle el amana. Now she's only entitled to a mana. Why? Because she's not a basula. Mehemna, she'd be believed. El Rabbi Yochanan, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar b'masayim umana. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, the whole question's 200 or 100. My migu ika. There's no migu. What migu is there? Right? El aha. Rather, it's on this case. What's this case? Somebody gets married, and he doesn't see this. There's basulim there. He omeris, she says, Misharis tatani nenasti. After we got engaged, I was violated. After we were engaged, this happened. Vinitatchasadehu. And what bad mazel you have? It's like the field got ruined. It's Nebuch is bad mazel on you. Vuhu omer, he says, no, lo. Ki ela adshlo is irasticha. It's happened before we were engaged. And therefore, it's a mekachtos, because you're not a basula. You were never a basula when I met you. And therefore, the whole marriage is off. I don't owe you a nickel. Right? So, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar, Omrim, Nemeneth. She's believed. Rabbi Yeshua, Omer, Lomi Pia, Anuchayin. We don't believe her. Now, Dimigu. There's a Migu here. What's the Migu? Di Bai Amra. She could have said, Mukas eight ani tachticha. She could have said, after we got engaged, I had an accident. She could have said that. Deloka pasla nafshim kahuna, which would not pasl her from the kahuna. What does she say? She says, I was raped. Which what? The kamra ne nasti, and she says, I was raped. The kapasla nafshim kahuna. And for the rest of her life, she can never be with a kohen. Whatever happens to her and later in her life, she can't, because it's happened to her once. Mishum hachi ka'amar, Rabbi Gamliel, de mehemna. That's why Rabbi Gamliel said, I believe her. Because she has a migu. She could have said a better answer. She could have said, I had an accident. She didn't say that. What did she say? She ruined herself.
Unless she lives in a place where the rov is kohanim.
Okay.
Then she's not going to the kohanim.
Why?
Because if she was raped in a place where the majority go out,
I hear you. I'm sure someone asked that question.
I was three days ago, the Gemara.
Yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday. Now, V'ka'am Rabbi Yeshua Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua says to Rabbi Gamliel, Bahai Migu, Dahacha, Modin Alach. Yeah, about this Migu here, right?
Yeah, by this mission.
What?
The Mishnah of the second
parak. In the Mishnah here, the second parak, which case? The Pesha Asa, Pesha with the field, I believe you. Bahu Migu Da'asa Ampalin Allah. But in that Migu, I don't agree with you. That's what's going on in this Mishnah. Right? When Rabbi Yeshua said, I agree with you about the field, and what don't I agree with you about? That, this case, the case of the woman who said she could have said she had a Mukas Eitz, but she didn't. She said she was raped. The only difference is she said it happened after they got engaged. So she's not so it wasn't a mekachtos. Right? It wasn't a mekachtos. When I met you, when we got engaged, I was a bzula. Then, a week later, this terrible thing happened to me. She could have said she fell off the horse. She didn't say that. Right? So therefore, she has a migu. Says Rabbi Yeshua, I don't agree with that migu, but I agree with this migu. What's the difference? What's the difference in the migus? What's the difference? Michdi, hai migu v'hai migu, maishna hani migu mehai migu. What's the difference? How come this migu he believes, and that migu he doesn't believe? The answer is obvious. Hacha, ein shar, shachat lefanecha. Here, there's no ox that's slaughtered in front of us. Hasam, hareshar, shachat lefanecha. Over there, the ox is slaughtered. In other words, says Rashi, the Rashi of Hacha, the long Rashi here at the end. Gabe sada, by the field, ein shar, shachat lefanecha. Did no one even shachted an ox? Sheyala al gav al lev, bailev, ludvoa, mi shachto. Who shachted that ox? Was it a kosher person? Was it a guy? Who did that? There's no ox here. Guy wakes up out of left field. By the way, you know the field that I've been living on for 30 years? I really belong to your father and I bought it from him. What do you want from me? I don't know anything about you. Right? There's no ox here. There's no tinus. That's what I mean, ox. There's no tinus. There's no tina. Shkilomar, im shasak zeh, had he kept quiet? Had he not said that, lo hayu lo over him. Nobody would say boo to this guy. No one knew about it. No one would say boo. Hilkach, I lav the davar pashadu shalachai menu lo yamalo shalavicha isa. And I never would have claimed, I never would have excused. Nothing would have ever happened. You walk in. By the way, you know my car. I bought it from your father. What do you want from me? I don't know anything about you. Hilkach, amrinan migu. Therefore, we say the migu. Believe me, it's mine because I could have kept quiet. You know what? That's exactly right. Aval hacha, aval gabi lo matzal besulim. So, one second. There's Taka no Basulim here. He wakes up in the morning and there's Taka no Basulim. Shar Shachad Lefanecha. Everyone's scratching their head. Well, what happened here? Well, lady, what happened to you? Right? There's no Basulim. Now, well, and she could have said this, and she could have said that, and this really happened. Now, everybody, all these things come into play. Right? Basulim Shalomatza La Haim Hisi Tuhu Lavo Lebezdin. The fact that there's no Basulim, we gotta come to Bezdin now. We have to fight this out. So what does she say? Listen, believe me, this happened because I could say the following. Says Rabbi Yeshua, I don't want to hear all that. But don't believe her, right? Afal pishi yeshla lehetiv taina tova mizu. Even though she does have a taina, believe me that this happened because I can give you a better lie. I can say that I had a mukas eitz, right? Lo amrinan migu. The Dilma lo aska daite a daite, right? Because we can't leave ask him on her das. Right? That makes a lot of sense, the difference. Right? You wake up in the morning, where's the basulim? Oh, let me have a whole excuse for you.
So how come?
What does Rabbi Shua say? I don't want to hear excuses. Yeah.
So how come in here, since it's a monetary claim, we just don't make her swear in Beis Din?
Because it's much more than that. It's more than a monetary claim.
Okay,
that's what we said yesterday. We said it's about Arias.
No, how about Shavua? Why don't you make a swear in the Shavuot? You make a swear in the Beis Din.
So that's a good question. When do you make Shavuot and when don't you? So I don't know. Because it's not just about the money here.
Right?
Because let's say she did it willingly, then she can't be with her husband. Right? Believe me, it wasn't willingly because I can tell you that I had a mukas eitz.
Only if it's in that year.
What? It's in that year, right. So we don't know. Why can't you take a shavua? I don't know. If the rule look at the hilchas shavua, why we don't make her take a shavua in that case, I don't know. But yeah, it makes perfect sense. The differences, right? Okay. Now, v'kivan derov nashim besulos nises. Since rov women taka at the wedding is a first wedding, there are much more first weddings in the world than second weddings. So kiven derov nashim besulos nites, it's a key law to edim mayhaga. So, right? Even if edim don't come, why don't we follow the rov? Rov women are first marriages. So the Gemara answers, Amarvina, Bishum de Ikal, listen to this, Bishum de Ikal Meimar, rov nashim besulos nites, most women taka are besulos, umiyot amanos. But a minority are, people, amanos get married. There are second marriages in the world, 100%. V'chol hanasas besula, but whenever there's a besula, yesh la kol. Everybody knows about it, right? It's a big production.
So the other way around.
Think so? It's a big production of a wedding. Weddings are big stories, right? The e hawil the ein zekol. Now, 1 second. Here, you know this marriage? Everyone, no, I don't know about it. No one knows about it. No one knows. No one knows about the, whether her hair was covered. No one knows if they gave candy. No one knows a word. Well, funny thing. A funny thing. Nobody knows that she got married. Isra le ruba. The rov gets ruined. The rov gets ruined. So now, if nobody knows about this wedding, how do these Edom know about it? Only two people in the whole world went to that wedding. Those two people. It's a funny thing. Also,
they're the
Edom, right? E kol nasis besul yesh la kol. But if there's a call about weddings and we don't hear about this wedding from these people, so kiyasu Edom, I have it. It's a big deal. Edom showed up. Who are these Edom? They're a bunch of liars, right? Hanach sahadi shakwininu. They're lying. So amal ella am ravina rov nas. Listen to this. Rov and nisei besul yesh la kol. Most women that get married have a call. People know about it. It's an exciting thing, right? Everyone hears about it. It's all exciting. Vizu hawl ve'ein la kol. This one didn't have a call. No one knows about it. No one knows about this girl. No one knows that she's married. Israel Ruba. The rove got ruined, right? The rove got ruined.
Yes, yeah, so how does that answer the Aiden part?
What?
I'm saying the same thing again.
There was no Aiden.
No, but we say that when Edom come, that's the only way there's trust for what happened.
Right, so then she could say, and I'm from the minority, that there was no call. It's not all women have a call, it's Rove. It's just, I'm in the minority. Does that make sense? Yeah, right, she could say, I'm from the miut, that there was no call. I'm a quiet girl, I don't have that many friends. Yeah, it was a small thing, no one knew about it. You're right. I have Edom. Yeah, I have Edom. The people are still there. Okay. Im yesh edim shiyatza behinuma. If there are edim that she went out in a hinuma, in other words, there were indications that it was a what's it called?
Besula.
That it was a besula. Then what? Then we say that she gets edim as a besula, right? Then we say that she gets her ksuva as a besula because she has proof that she was a besula. People at the wedding and they saw that all the indications of a besula wedding. So the Gemara asks the following question. V'lechush, let's be afraid, Dilma mafke Edim b'hai bedina. She'll go to Edim in Israel. She'll bring Edim to Israel. And what will she do in Israel? She'll produce Edim that she was a besula. She'll get the $200, the 200, right? Then the gavye, she'll get the money. Then v'hadar mafkele l'ksuva b'hai bedina. Then she'll go to Los Angeles, which is very far away from Eretz Yisrael, very far, the other end of the world. V'gav yibay, she'll collect again. What's stopping her from collecting again? She'll bring two edim that says, yes, we were at the wedding, it was a besula wedding, no question about it, and they got divorced, or the husband died, and she's not to ksuva. What's stopping her from doing this in the whole world? She'll go bezin hopping and get money.
Double dipping.
Ah, so the Gemara answers, Amar Biavua, Zoso Meres, Kosvin Shover. No. She'll write a receipt. Right? Who does she give the receipt to? To the estate. Now that makes a lot of sense to us, that makes so much sense.
Anyway.
What? Yeah, the Bezin in Yerushalayim had nothing to do with the Bezin in Los Angeles, right?
Yes.
So
That's the receipt.
So the Gemara answers, that's one answer. Write a receipt. The problem with writing a receipt is, you're making this nebuch, this family, hold on to this receipt. What if they lose it? The taka, they're going to have to pay again. That's not fair. So are you making them, the burden shifts to them? Why should the burden shift to them? So Rav Papa Amar, b'makom she'ein kosvin ksuva askinan. Now we're talking about a place where they didn't write a ksuva. Now, according to Rav Papa, you didn't have to write a ksuva because it was automatic. It was built in. It was built in situation that what? That there's always a ksuva. The woman always is protected. She'll have money, right? It's like a Rashi. Rav Papa Amar, it's the second skinny line. La'olam ein kosvin. You don't write a receipt. Why? Dinim tzedet, tzarech lishmar, shover menach barim. Then you're making this family make sure the mice don't need to shover the receipt. It's on their burden, now their head, after, for the next 50 years, they have to watch this receipt. Why are you doing that? That's not fair. Right? And if you don't produce the shover, you're not going to have to pay again. That's not fair. Umas nisin v'makom she'en kosvin ksuva. And then, you know what we're talking about? There is no ksuva. Ella rather, somchin al tnai bezin. It's a tnai bezin. She'tiknu lebesula masayim ulamana amana delek alameshach the dilma hadar umapale. There's no chashash. He's going to go again. Why? Because what's going to happen? They're living in the town, and he died.
So go to another person.
No, so what I think is going on here is, in wherever he died, the Gemara is going to refine this in a few minutes. We've got to get to the bottom. Wherever he died, that's the story. In other words, wherever he died, he dies in Los Angeles. So that's it. She can never now go to Yerushalayim and say, well, my husband, where did he die? You don't live here. Where are you from? Go back to your town. If the ksuv is written, she walks into bed and here's my ksuva, please pay me. So we paid you already. You have any proof? No, I don't have any proof. Pay again. But if there's never a ksuva, then that's what I think is going on here. Wherever you die, that bezin will deal with you. You come to some foreign town. Hi, I want to collect my ksuva. We don't write ksuvas, so where are you? Where are you from? You're not from here. We never saw you before. You don't live here. Go back to your town and go to that bezin over there. And they're not going to pay twice in the same bezin. That does no chashash of that. Makes perfect sense. That's where Papa argues a little bit. Why should they hold on to this receipt for the rest of their lives? Much better. I have a much better system. No ksuvas. Right? No ksuvas. Don't write anything down. It's automatic. She's going to get protected if it's to protect the wife, right? We don't want her to be hungry. No ksuvas. She's protected. She brings Edom. She was a basula. 200. No Edom. 100. Very good.
Where we get the idea that you can live with the wife without a
ksuva? What?
Where we get the idea that you can live without a wife?
That's today. What?
Why not then?
Why not then? I don't know.
If you have to hold on to a ksuva and you're worried about the rats eating it, why shouldn't I worry about a receipt? Hold on to a receipt. Very sorry.
Right.
Bad.
Right, so why should the burden be on that? Why should the burden be on that party?
Why should the burden be on a wife that...
Because she wants it. It's for the benefit. It's just to benefit her.
To benefit him.
What do you mean to benefit him? He paid already. Now you want that to protect an unscrupulous woman. She has to hold on to it. That's not fair. No, that's not fair. She wants the ksuva. Let her hold on to it. Right? It's for to benefit her. Now you know she. Okay, I paid already. Now I have to worry for the rest of my life. She's going to come back and be a chazer. No, that's not fair. Says with Papa, I have a better solution. No ksuvas. No ksuvas. There's nothing to hold on to. It's tonight. There's 100%. Everyone's protected. And where you live. So some say, others have the exact same hamachlokas on a slightly different story. Ibra ksuvasa, let's say the ksuva got lost. Or hitmina ksuvasa, or they hit it. Or nisrafa ksuvasa, it got burnt. Raktu lefanea, they're dancing. Shachatu lefanea, they're happy, they're singing. Havri lefanea kos shel basura, they bring her a kos at the wedding. Omapa shel basulim, or they bring her the basulim cloth. Im yeshla edim, be'echad mikol elu, ksuvasa masayim. She's got edim for all this? The ksuva is 200. V'leichesh dilma mapke edim b'hai bezin v'gavya v'hadar mafke l'tsuva b'hai bezin v'gavya bay. So she'll keep going to different bezins and collecting the ksuva. Exact same story. Amar avavo, so samaris kos v'shover. That's why you write a shover. Rav papa amar no, v'makom she'en kos v'shover ksuva skidon. We're talking about a place where there is no ksuva. I v'ab the ksuva sektoni. But you just said that they wrote it, that you lost it. What do you mean you don't write one? You just said you lost it. At the kos of liu, he wrote one. Really, we shouldn't do it. This guy wrote one. So, masculine for Gavi. So at the end of the day, if you wrote one, he can collect in different cities. My Ibda, what does it mean? Ibda, that I got lost? Ibda, Ba'ur, it got burnt. So it's not here. So 1 second. That was a different case. He said it got burnt, it got lost. Now he's saying it got burnt. Va'od, Hitmina, Michael and Amar. But there was another case. The case was it got hidden. Which means it's written somewhere. Somewhere, somebody will find it one day. Vesu, Ibrulamali. Why does it have to be lost? Ella, kol ivda. Anytime it gets lost, kidmina bifineinu dami. It's as if it's hidden by us. Velo yavina le'ada amri edim nisrafa ksuvasa. And we won't give pay until edim take up earth. Which is a very far-fetched thing to say. Man demasnila abaraisa kolshkin amasnisen. If you hold that you don't write a ksuva on this brisa, for sure not in the Mishnah. Uman demasnila amasnisen. But if you hold it in the Mishnah, aval brisa lo, then the brisa maybe not ki kushia, because this is a very far fetched thing to say. That Rashi says diktoni ibda ksuvasa, when it got lost, it didn't really get lost. It's only by us that we hid it. It's a very far fetched thing to say. Okay, Then we said, Im yesh edim, right? If there are edim. So the Gemara says, Velechosh dilma mapki edihinun b'hai bedina, v'gavya hada mapki edihinun b'hai bedina, achrina, v'gavya. You're right. We don't write a ksuva, but she'll bring the edim that she was a basula. So the Gemara answers, you're right, b'makom t'lo efshar v'adei kos v'nshover. You have no choice, of course you write a shover. You have no choice? Of course you write a shover. Even her papa would agree to that. That's what I say at the end. You have no choice, you write a shover. At the end of the day, you're not going to allow that the guy has to worry, he's got to pay twice. I have to watch it from the... Okay, he has to watch it. It's better than paying twice. Okay, let's try to get to the bottom in another minute. My kos shall besura. What does that mean? Amar v'ada bra'ava. Kos yayin shall truma. Ma'avirin lefoneha. We bring her a kos shall truma. Klomar, v'yihizeh lechol truma. She's married now, she can eat truma. Maske flower of Papa, Ato Almana Mila Ochla Betruma. What, an Almana can't eat Truma? So on that, we say by Yisub, by Yisubah. What, an Almana can't eat Truma? Ella, Amar of Papa. Well, no, Zu Ratius, Ketruma Ratius. Now, this is the first wife, just like Truma is called Ratius. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Chavis Shal Yayin, Ma'avirin Lefana. We bring a barrel of wine in front of her. Amar Vada Brava, Basula, Ma'avirin Lefana, Stuma. If she's a Basula, it's a closed barrel. Ba'ula, Ma'avirin Lefana, Basucha. If she's a Ba'ula, it's an open barrel. Amai Nevid Kame Basula, Fakame Ba'ula, Lo Nevid Klal. So only bring a barrel in front of a Basula and in front of a Ba'ula, don't bring a barrel at all. Well, because then it might happen, the Tafsa Masayim, she'll collect 200, V'amra, and a Basula have I. Really, I was a Basula. V'hai, Delo, Avru, Kameh, and why didn't they bring a barrel in front of me? It's the Nunihu Destanisi, that they forgot. So to prevent that from happening, they always bring a barrel. The only question is it open or closed, depending if it's a Basula or a Ba'ula. And look at the next Gemara. Kate said, Maratan, Lifnei Akala. That's tomorrow's daf. Everyone have a very good day.